Transformation, track 5, Ellis Grover.
Started doing Highwire and it was by accident, so that's why the story's quite nice. And that was in, on tour with Parkcliffe, we were in Dorchester. I think it was in 2010. Yeah, it was in 2010. And basically we were there, it was the last two shows of the tour, I remember. It was Dorchester and Taunton. And in Dorchester, we had Chris Patfield, who was doing the high walk at the end of the show, the high wire walk. But there was also a lower wire, which was still a high wire, which nobody was on for that show. We had somebody come from Sir Columbia to do the high wire act, if I remember correctly, but he couldn't be there for the last two shows. So Tank was asked, Tank Redingram, I think his name is, who's a good friend of Nervous States, and somebody's worked there for a long time. And he has walked high wires in the past. Now, they asked him to do the last two shows on the wire, he was doing rigging. He designed the gimbal, which is one of the most iconic things in the Park Club show and stuff, and he was doing a lot of rigging work, but I saw him training the wire a little bit. Anyways, one night I was there, so this class came down, this dance class, because we did exchange classes, so like people would come in and teach what they know. In this kind of time it was dances, and then we'd teach what we knew to them, and then they'd get involved in the show, and that's kind of how it worked. Now, they were like doing like contemporary dance, and like, it's not really my scene, and I wasn't really into it, so I didn't do it. And I found that a little tight wire, a little training tight wire, which is like, I don't know, like 2 feet off the ground, and started playing on it, put my headphones in, and with my skate shoes, I was just like, just walking up and down this thing and trying to lie down on it and just doing what I've seen before. And I always liked bouncing on stuff, like I bounced on railings and things when I was doing parkour. Then after coming off that, walking outside, I found Tank, who was just outside the tent. He had rigged a wire from a tree to like a telehandler forklift truck. And he was training on it. It was a little bit higher, so I asked him if I could have a go. Yeah, then we started playing together, and he kind of taught me how to fall off properly and grab the wire, and had a little session together for like an hour and a half or something. It became a bit dark, so we stopped, and he said, you can have a go on the high wire tomorrow if you want. I said, yeah, that sounds wicked. So the next day, around midday, I kind of got up onto the high wire and then walked it, and just got to the end, and I realised that everybody started watching me, and I got a little applause, which was really nice. I just really enjoyed the feeling of kind of being on the wire, you know, like and walking it. It gives you a real serenity. You have to kind of switch off your mind to be able to balance. Then I walked it back again. And I remember climbing down and going up and sit on the hill next to Tank. He just turned to me and said, just yours in the show if you want it. I was quite keen, so I kind of talked to Ali a little bit and showed her that I could walk it and stuff, and she said, yeah, all right, basically, I think. And it was only like a few days later that I did it in the show. Maybe it's because I was so new to the circus world, but I think a lot of it was to do with the kind of project it was. You know, it was like you'd go every place. He'd have all these volunteers come, whether they'd be like a youth circus I remember we had like some folk dancers who danced on tea trays, I can't remember where that was, and like some random stuff going on. But they'd all come in and do this show, and because the stage was so big and it was an outdoor thing, the crowds would be like, you know, average at about like kind of 3,000, 4,000 people. You know,
it's
like
loads of people.
Loads of people always came to the show. We always do one show at the end of the week. And after the show, you'd see all these people who'd never been in a show like that before. And like, and you can see the inspiration and how it really changed people's lives. I've met people since who were involved in a Park Life project who have gone on to do circus and to go to a circus school. And it's a real life-changing thing, and you saw that every single week. And it was so inspirational and such a beautiful, beautiful project that I'll always cherish in my memories, definitely.